Legends 92.9 now brings you
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware.
Well, you're listening to another edition of Lyrics and Legends. We've got J.W. Lane in the studio. How you doing, J.W.?
I'm doing good.
All right. Tell me what's going on.
Well, just playing a few shows. We've kind of been taking a little hiatus, a little bit, because Nick had the baby. He didn't have the baby, but his fiance had the baby, so we've kind of been off for a couple of weeks, but we're fixing to knock back into it for sure.
So let's back up just a little bit, because everybody's going to, 99% of everybody's going to go, okay, I know J.W. and Nick, but somebody out there may be not knowing. So J.W., if you don't know who he is a local musician who is pretty well known from Oklahoma City to Amarillo for north and south, east and west.
Yeah. Kind of, I guess. Right. People know me because I always call them to crash on their couch or something.
Where's home?
Other than that, Shamrock, Texas.
Born and raised in...
I was born in Cheyenne, Oklahoma, but Cheyenne. I got there out of there as quick as I could, and I went to Allison,
Texas.
Yeah,
almost. It was an Okie, but hey, we've got Oklahoma listeners, so we're going to be nice.
I lived there for about 18 and a half years.
All right. And... got into the music scene back in high school, or was it earlier?
Yeah. Well, I could sing before I could talk, but I think really started playing music pretty. Yeah, started playing music pretty heavy when I was about 15. About the time I started going to school at Fort Elliott.
All right, and you
got our first band going.
You've got a CD called "Back Home," J.W. Lane and County Road X.
The CD. That's it.
What's the most requested?
I don't know. The one we had the most success with was we came out with Weeds first.
Right.
And it got to 59, 58 on the Texas Regional Radio Report.
All right.
And then we put out Up and Gone, and it got to 50.
I like that song real well, too. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to play Weeds and... let you get your first little taste of J.W. Lane County Road X, and then we'll be back with you in a few minutes to visit a little more with J.W. and find out what's going on, where he's been, where he's going.
Where they've been. Where they going.
All right. Here you come with Weeds from J.W. Lane County Road X.
There's a dark stretch of highway outside of town, where we used to go and love when the sun went down. You tell me you loved me, and I tell you my secrets, and I never thought it would ever end. Drive. It's South Weaver County. There's a fire on the prairie. You can't see no smoke. The fire that burns is in my heart. Yeah. Will it ever go out? No one knows. Said that there's another, and you're leaving town. Oh, and there'll be tears coming out of my blue eyes, and I'll be waiting round till you come back. And the weeds are dry in South Wheeler County. There's a fire on the prairie. You can't see no smoke. The fire that burns is in my heart, dear. Will it ever go out? No one knows. Yes, will it ever go out? No one knows.
And we're back. The program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. This week, a chance to get together and visit with local musicians who do stuff in the area, and J.W. Lane's who we're visiting with tonight, with J.W. Lane and County Road X. So we got into a little bit about you guys just took a break for kind of through the holidays. I don't know if it was really holiday-driven or if...
Had a little break. Well, mostly it was holiday because she wasn't born until the 27th. All right. So.
And we're talking about Nick Gaines' daughter.
Yes.
What's her name?
Scarlett.
Scarlett. All right.
Yes, yes. She was born on the 27th, I believe. We kind of just gave him a little bit of time before that so we could kind of give him a little time to get ready for the baby being there and everything like that. But he was actually the first one that was like, okay, about a week later, he was like, all right, we need to start booking some shows because it's time to start doing this.
So Mama wants me out of the house.
we've already done the baby thing. Let's start playing music again.
So. All right, so tell everybody who you've got in the band with you.
I have got myself, J.W. Lane. My brother plays bass, Jimmy Lane. He's been with me since the start because he is my brother. So Nick Gaines.
Nick Gaines has been around a while, too.
He's been around a long time. And Caleb, he's the newest member of the band, but he's been running with the band for several years. But he just started playing guitar for us about, I think, a year and a half ago. So, and then we've got Cooper Jones. He's our fiddle player. He's really starting to try to do utility instruments, which means you can play a lot of different stuff. Mainly fiddle right now, but he's got his hand in a lot of other stuff. He's been with us for 2 years now, so really doing good as far as getting everybody that's been there for a while.
All right, so you got Nick and Caleb are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy and
J-Dub, I are brothers. Yep.
Brothers. And then you got Cooper.
Cooper's the odd man out.
Where'd you find this guy?
Well, actually, he's kin to, in a roundabout way, he's kin to Joy Wilson somehow.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how, but she could probably tell you how. But his mother grew up in Pampa, and she's kin to them somehow.
Okay.
I think. Anyways, but we had heard about Cooper. He was playing with another band, and he decided he wanted to kind of maybe try to find another band, and we'd always wanted a fiddle player, so... We just kind of got together and through mutual people that we knew, and it worked out really good. And he does an amazing job.
Speaking of fiddle players, you got one on here that features a little fiddle that we ought to play
for
everybody?
Yes, we do.
All right. What are you going to throw at me?
Honky Tonk Heartache does pretty good, Honky I think.
Let's just give that one.
Side of the Times does too, I think.
So. All right. Let's do Honky Tonk Heartache. We're going to listen to Honky Tonk Heartache, J.W. Lane and County Road X, and little fiddle music, and then we'll be back with you. And just a few minutes.
At 11 p.m., you said I was the only one. Now here it is, 2 a.m., and all alone. And you seem so convincing while we were dancing, twirling across the floor. Well, I guess I lost this one. Get my coat and head on to the door. And I thought, girl, with white and waving, I thought I had a pretty good shot. But somewhere between Keith and Conway Twitty, you were thinking maybe not. And girl, I'm a sinking, it's not just drinking, my heart's about to break. And I'm stuck here in this honky-tonk heart. Thank you. Well, there's nothing left for me to do except for just to go home. Throw the cap away on a bottle of gin and listen to George Jones and cry along with these four walls. I'm headed for a crash. Well, I know it's all over. I can't stay sober. Race for the Johnny Cash. And I thought, girl, with White and the Wailing, I thought I had a pretty good shot. But somewhere between Keith and Conway Twitty, you were thinking maybe not. And girl, I'm a sinking. It's not just drinking. My heart's about to break.
All right, we just listened to Honky Tonk Heartache. J.W. Landon County Road X, we're just having a little fun visiting in the studio with J.W. and talking about the band. And you guys came off Christmas. Now you're starting to get a few things scheduled.
We played at the Twisted Mule last weekend.
All right, which is in Elk City. Jerome, who actually was a lead guitar for you guys for a while.
Yeah, he played guitar on the record. So,
all right. One of our other interviews so far has been with Johnny.
With old Big John Squeeze.
John Grayson, who's also got his new CD out, and people need to check that out. It's
yes.
Really cool.
It's it's a first-hand view of an eye into the mind of a songwriter. I mean, he's, like, amazing.
He is.
So
I get to play with Johnny every week, so it's always interesting to see what
people ask me, you know, what I want to come up with when I write a song, and I say I want to write something that's meaningful, but I also want to make Johnny Grayson smile. So,
well, I think we're going to let you play one on the acoustic guitar here.
Okay. You want to hear a new one?
That'd be good. Cool. Yeah. This is something that
we'll play a new one.
All right.
You know,
give a little background on it.
I wrote it about kind of everybody's got that memory as far as stuff going through their mind, and they always have like a highway or something they drive down, and it jogs their memory as far as an old relationship goes or something like that. And that's how I came up with this one. It's called Lost Highway. So,
all right,
are you ready?
We're ready.
All right, cool.
A fool in a little high school, trapped in that old flatland. You were a queen, best I'd ever seen. Had me wrapped around your hand. Your daddy said, "Ain't it's getting late, and girl, we've got to go." But you took my arm and you turned on the charm, and we headed down that road. It's just an old road made of concrete and painted yellow lines. Throws me back to a memory I keep tucked back in my mind. And even though I don't think of you, girl, every single day I still do. When I ride down that lost highway, two and a seven, Lord, I was in heaven when I saw you that night. And I'll never forget and I'll never regret holding you that moonlight. Just like a song where the time moves on and things are bound to change. And I don't think of you, but I sometimes do, even though it might seem strange. It's just an old road made of concrete and painted yellow lines. Throws me back to a memory I keep tucked back in my mind. And even though I still think of you, world every single day. I still do. When I ride down that lost highway, memories flash through my mind every time I close my eyes. Yeah, I go right back there every time I take that ride. It's just an old road made of concrete and painted yellow lines. Throws me back to a memory I keep tucked back in my mind. And even though I don't think of you, girl, every single day, I still do. When I ride down that lost highway, let me take that
getting a little showy there at the end. J.W. Lane and
you have Lost Highway.
That
end.
Was really good, J.W. So you're going to be back in the studio anytime soon? Or you just
Hopefully. All right. We've been working out a deal with some guys. Hopefully.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to news on that. Maybe.
I've got a lot of really good songs now. So right. I had the second album written when we went and recorded the first one, but then you know, you kind of mix and match and everything like that. And I've got some really, really solid, good songs that not only, because you can walk away from a song and be like, oh man, this is the best song I've ever written. And then you play it for somebody who actually knows what good songs sound like. And they're like, okay, but it's made those people happy too. So
you wouldn't want to sit in Guy Clark's
no
studio back in the day.
No, because he would look at me and say, that's cute.
Yeah.
And everybody knows when Guy Clark said, that's cute, that means it's not good. It's not good at all. So,
well, tell me who some of your influences are kind of growing up and getting into.
I really like George Strait. George has always been a really good one. Don Williams is,
Don Williams
just
is
timeless as far as all that goes. He's just great. My favorite musician of all time has got to be Don Williams. He would be my number one influence as far as songwriting goes and style and everything like that. That's who I really.
You got a favorite Don gauge. Williams?
Hollywood.
Is, yeah. If Hollywood don't need you.
Oh yeah.
Need me? Say that. How does
if
that,
Hollywood don't need you?
All right.
Yeah, I still do.
I still do. That is a great one.
Yeah, we do that one in our show. So
all right.
We were thinking about putting it on the next album. So
all right.
We call it Hollywood just because it's shorter to write on a set list. But.
All right. Great song. Yeah. So, all right. So you guys have been touring, playing a little bit. What else is going on?
We played a lot last year. We stayed so busy.
You were done almost every weekend, weren't
yes,
you, somewhere?
Yes, we were Fridays and Saturdays pretty busy. We even made it as far as Albuquerque, New Mexico. We played a 3-day gig at Albuquerque, and you think that people appreciate good red dirt Texas, whatever it's called, country here?
Right.
Oh my gosh, those people are insane for it in New Mexico. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like 800 people there every night. I mean, and we had the same. I mean, we played almost the same stuff because I mean, when you play 4 hours. For three nights, you got to play pretty much the same songs, but they were still there, and they were still just—I mean, every time you ended a song, they were ready for more.
Having a blast, that's
yes.
Good.
I mean,
people, yeah, I remember talking to you one weekend last fall, and you were like, "Yeah, we're actually off this weekend." It was like one of the first weekends.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think we started last February, and we didn't take a break until December, really.
All right. Well, let's listen to one more off of the CD. What do you think we ought to?
It's just Back Home. Everybody loves Back
yeah,
Home.
Yeah, Back Home. Okay, yeah.
The title track. Everybody loves Back Home. So we get a really good crowd response from it when we play it in the show. And, of course, we do the intro a little different. It is on the CD, so, you know, you're in for a treat if you come to the show as far as the intro to that song goes. And I'll just leave it at that.
You're talking about the
live show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, that's another reason people need to go out and see.
Yeah.
J.W. Lane, County Road X. We're going to listen to it back home. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Well, I've been burning bridges every single day. I'm in need of me a trip down memory lane. I've broken a lot of hearts, I'm sorry to say, but lost a little bit of my soul along the way. I hear now amazing grace, how sweet that sound. Won't you take me on a ride to my hometown? I wanna sit on that porch swing and watch the fireflies. Won't you take me back home before I die? Baby's face, and Lord, you know it's only her. You smile at me that way, and what I wouldn't give to go back to those days. But just like the weather and the earth turns, baby, everything has changed. I hear now amazing grace, how sweet that sound. Won't you take me back home before I die? Give me a tin roof on a rainy night. Give me a cold beer on the back room. Give me my grandmama singing me those old church hymns and a voice so soft and low. Grace, how sweet that sound. Won't you take me on a ride to my hometown? I wanna sit on that porch swing and watch the fireflies. Won't you take me back home before I die? Oh, won't you take me back home before I die?
And we're in the studio with J.W. Lane. Something you guys have had going on the last couple of years here in Weir County has been your X-Fest.
Yeah, this would be year number four.
Wow.
4 years.
Awesome.
Pretty sure. Yeah, 4 years. So.
And you don't have a date set for that yet.
No, it's usually somewhere around Memorial Day. We have a big festival every year as far as Shamrock goes. Pretty much the only time you can see a show in town, unless you're going to the Legion or out to the country club every now and then, is when we have our X-Fest.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day is huge, you know, but you see the show then and everything, but we have our X-Fest every year, and we started it out as just kind of an appreciation deal to Wheeler County as far as supporting our band and what we're doing, and we wanted to showcase local talent, and we really haven't strayed away from that any at all. But last year we did a thing where we benefited the Shamrock Fire Department, and all the proceeds went to the Shamrock Fire Department. We're kind of wanting to do a little something different this year, wanting to involve all the other agencies as far as everything goes. We're gonna, and I'm gonna work with everybody on this deal, but we're gonna try to get to where if there's a scholarship fund we're going to try to start a County Road X scholarship fund. And somebody who wants to go into police, fire, EMS, have a scholarship fund set up for them. And they apply for it, and we give it, you know.
Oh, man, yeah, to them great
at
idea.
The end of every year, because when, you were talking not a whole lot of money for that.
Yeah, when you were talking about scholarship funds, I thought, where is this going?
They're gonna yeah, no, somebody wanting to go into fire, EMS, or law enforcement, right. we're going to try to do a scholarship fund for them.
Man, I think that's a great idea. You're going to get a lot of support on that.
Exactly, and I really I want to involve all the agencies as far as the county goes. All the fire departments, the sheriff's office, including both of the EMS agencies that cover our county.
You know, one thing I think that was pretty successful this year was the first Nations Night Out they had in Wheeler back, I don't know, it was back during the summer sometime.
Yeah,
I
August, exactly. Wasn't it?
Something like it that. But it was kind of to honor all the first responders. And I think it went real well. So
exactly.
I think they're planning on bringing that back next year. And
that would be a really, really good thing. And what we're doing with this deal is just trying to there's not a whole lot of scholarships that you can get. I mean, there's the government money and stuff like that, but you got to jump through hoops and all that stuff to get that money to go into public service,
right,
is what they call it. And we're kind of just wanting to make it for our kids.
Right.
For our kids as far as the county goes.
I think you'll get a great response on that. Let's do something on the guitar. Let everybody hear.
Okay.
You got anything off the CD or something new you want to throw out, or something that you get a lot of requests for at the show? Or?
You know, I've got a song called Hourglass.
Okay.
And people really, really like this song. It's about life in general. So it's a really good tune, and people really, really enjoy where it goes. So. The people that stop and listen. It's a long embrace and a kiss goodnight. It's a be home soon, baby, don't you cry. It's a late night call on the telephone. Tell the kids to be good till daddy's home. And life, it's like an hourglass. You blink and you miss and it happens fast. Then one day you wake and your sand is gone. You take that road that carries you home. You take that road that carries you home. It's a blonde-haired girl with her mother's smile that I ain't seen in quite a while. With the help of God and a little luck, she'll still love me when she grows up. And life, it's like an hourglass. You blink and you miss and it happens fast. Then one day you wake and your sand is gone. You take that road that carries you home. And you take that road that carries you home. It's 8 years and silver hair. Laying in a bed with her family there. She's had about all this life can give. And she's going away where the angels live. And life, it's like an hourglass. You blink and you miss and it happens fast. Then one day you wake and your sand is gone. And you take that road that carries you home. And you
take that road that carries you home. And you take that road that carries you home. And you take that road that carries you home.
Right, J.W. Lane. That was on the acoustic. It's called, song called Hourglass. That was really good. Yeah.
Thank you.
So who'd you steal that one from?
I wrote that one. Yeah.
Good song.
I wrote that too.
Yeah, I like that really well.
I got the idea from being out playing and everything, talking to the kids, you know, when you're gone and the stuff you miss out on as far as everything goes, because life still goes on when you step on that bus or that van or wherever you're going. You know, you could be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but life in Shamrock, Texas still happens.
Right. You still got little dribblers basketball games.
Getting the phone call, you know, oh, we won, or, you know,
stock shows
like that.
And everything that goes on. And the one thing that gets me is like people are like, nothing happens in small towns. I'm like,
yeah.
Hang around, man.
Yeah, just hang around. See how many calories you burn feeding animals.
Because there is something going on. All the time. We wake up on Monday morning, it's like, where'd the weekend go?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Hey, if I said song, other artist is on J.W. Lane's.
On mine, it would be mainly would be Sturgill Simpson and Cody Johnson.
Cody Johnson, all right.
Yeah, Cody Johnson. He's amazing.
All right. Gosh, I don't, you know, I think we've added some stuff by Sturgill on the legend.
Sturgill's so good.
Yeah.
If you haven't, you need to. Jason Isbell's good, too.
Jason Isbell's a really good writer.
He's really, really good. I listen to a lot of Chris Knight.
Chris Knight's kind of dark sometimes.
Yeah, he's you know, I heard somebody, and it wasn't me, but I'm not going to tell you who it was, but it was somebody pretty close in my inner circle. Chris Knight was playing at Grady's 66 Saloon one night in Yukon, Oklahoma, and they walked up and said, how many people are you going to kill on your next album, Chris? He didn't laugh.
Oh, he didn't think
like,
that was funny?
No, he was like, whatever.
Whatever.
But yeah, so don't try to put your arm around him either.
All right. Okay.
Nah. Not take a picture with him, just stand with your hands at your side.
All right. Sounds like a lesson in life there.
He's pretty sketchy. I'm not going to lie to you. He's one of those people that has an aura, and he's definitely bigger than himself. But he's a really nice guy. I'm not saying he's a horrible person or anything. But
So, all right, give me a Chris Knight song. We got to play it here.
Framed.
Can I play it on the radio?
Yes. Yeah, you can.
All right, we're going to take a little break here and listen to Framed by Chris Knight, and then we'll be back visiting with J.W. Lane on 92.9 Shamrock, Texas.
Woo!
Well, I was hauling logs 10 years ago. The news was out on the radio that a shot was fired the night before. And a local man lay dead on the floor. And the dust was flying in the lumber yard. Lights flashing on two black cars. I said, Sheriff, I ain't done nothing wrong. He just knocked me down and put the handcuffs on. I was framed. They took me away like I was the only one to blame. Framed. Guilty, they said, railroaded me on a one-way train. Framed. And on Judgment Day, the woman I hang my head in shame. But I was framed, and that's all I'll say. But don't be running down my name. I was framed.
got laid low and he took my wife, he was hellbound. And even if I did gun him down, I was framed. They took me away like I was the only one to blame. Framed, guilty they said, railroaded me on one way train. Framed, and on judgment day, they want me to hang my head in shame. But I was framed, and that's all I'll say.
We are live in studio visiting with J.W. Lane from J.W. Lane County Road X on Legends 92.9, a little program we call, like to call Lyrics and Legends because that's what we came up with, so that's what we're calling it. So anyway.
I'm the lyrics part. Yeah. You'll get a legend in here
someday. Yeah, we're working on the legend part. But music in Shamrock goes back a ways from the days of Bill Mack and Glenn Reeve and some of those, and I don't know if you've had any chance to look at any of that because I didn't really know about all of it until
there's a lot of history here.
Yeah,
there's, I mean, Buck Weatherby wrote a song that on the demo Martina McBride sang on.
Yeah,
I can't believe that.
Right,
that's just crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, a young Martina.
We've got a copy of that here.
And, that's so crazy.
Anyway, there's a lot of history and a lot of different. May Axton was traveling through Shamrock, heard Bill Mack on the radio back on KEVA back in the old days.
That's the old one.
Right out there on the other side, north side of town that's just almost gone now and stopped in.
The only thing that it says is now, I think, is radio on the side.
I always thought I'd like to cut that out.
That would be so cool.
Save it somehow. But anyway, she stopped in and visited with him, and they got to be pretty good friends. Well, she wrote... she was a co-writer on Heartbreak Hotel, so they were looking for somebody to demo that song for them, and they got a guy from Shamrock, Texas, named Glenn Reeves, to do the original demo of Heartbreak Hotel.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they offered Glenn, I believe it was 25% of the royalties or like $300 cash to cut
the song. And he took the $300
cash. Yeah, he took the cash. Elvis recorded it, and it went...
Wow. And, that sounds like J.W. Lane luck right there. That sounds like old me.
But all that comes back through Route 66 and Shamrock, Texas, back from the day. So it's pretty cool.
Had Route 66 not been here, they probably would never even stumbled across.
Right, yeah, they'd have gone wherever, you know. Yeah. I mean, they were doing shows coming from Oklahoma, going to Amarillo, doing shows. And
people still come through. I mean...
You bet.
This is a really musical town as far as this is a place for people to stop and get diesel.
Right. I mean,
you can see a lot of famous faces as far as things go because of
we went to see Merle Haggard one time in Amarillo, and he said, you know, I've been through Amarillo, Texas probably more than any other town on the map, he said, but it's always like in the middle of the night going somewhere
else. Exactly. You'd be amazed if you get out at 3 o'clock in the morning how many tour buses are sitting around.
Right,
with famous people sleeping on them.
All those guys used to put their names on them, which is kind of cool. Nobody
they don't does. Do that anymore.
I can understand why,
because people break into them.
Yeah, I always thought it was cool though.
You can kind of sometimes see it in the graphics on the bus though.
Well, you're
like
have,
you can see initials and stuff.
You're gonna
like
have
that,
give me lessons on. Yeah, you're gonna give me a lesson really on that.
And sometimes it's the bus company.
We're gonna go take a tour down I-40, and JW's gonna go. Okay. This is how you spot a tour bus.
Yeah, exactly. We can do it. It's got to have at least 6 air conditioners on it. Because everybody, you see something that might look like a bus, you got to count the air conditioners. If it's got 6, then yes, you're looking at a musician's bus.
Are they all black? Or
no, they're not all black. Okay. Stoney's is orange.
Oh, cool.
This is like, he's an OSU guy, but it's almost burnt orange.
And you're talking about Stoney LaRue.
Stoney LaRue, yeah.
Is he going to be?
He was at the Mule.
Okay. Did you open for him?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I remember that.
Yeah, acoustic opener for Stoney. Right. He'll be in Amarillo. Sure as the world. He'll be in Amarillo here pretty soon.
And I think Billy Joe Shaver is going to be in Canadian. There's a lot of stuff.
Go watch that show. Yeah. Buy your tickets in advance because it will sell out.
Yeah.
Go watch that show.
It'd be really cool.
It's amazing. Take it from me. Go watch it because he tells stories and he's only got like four fingers and it's so awesome.
I want to get you to do something else on the acoustic. Okay.
All right. We open the show with this song a lot. It's called Rose. It's a really good tune. I really enjoyed writing this song. I've written pretty much all of my songs by myself with no co-writer. I've started writing songs with Tyler Wilhelm a little bit from over at Oak City, and maybe we can get him over here.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Songs,
yeah.
So. But this is one I wrote by myself. It's called Rose.
Ain't too many people want to mess with a rebel with a gypsy soul, with more baggage than an airplane traveling from coast to coast. And I'm like a flash of lightning, I'm here and then I'm gone. Well, I'd love to stay with you, baby, but I've got to be rolling on. So rest well, my brown-eyed Susie, gotta head on down the road. I can sleep under an Indian blanket no matter where it is I go. And no telling how many blue bonnets gonna have to come to know before it is I'm sure to find my red, red rose. Sometimes I think I'll just give it all up, trying to settle down with my rose and a couple daisies in a house outside of town. Ah, but ain't nobody got time for that. Got my own dreams to chase, and I don't need other opinions getting thrown up in my face. So rest well, my brown-eyed Susie, gotta head on down the road. I can sleep under an Indian blanket no matter where it is I go. And no telling how many blue bonnets gonna have to come to know before it is I'm sure to find my red, red rose. So rest well, my brown-eyed Susie, gotta head on down the road. I can sleep under an Indian blanket no matter where it is I go. And no telling how many blue bonnets gonna have to come to know before it is I'm sure to find my red, red rose. Before it is I'm sure to find my red, red rose.
All right, that was J.W. Lane with Rose on the acoustic guitar. You know, one thing I think is really cool, I'll let you get back to that, was just... Man, a lot of people like to just go see cover bands, which I'm okay with. I mean, I like people that cover other people's music.
Oh, yeah.
You guys do a ton of your own stuff.
Three quarters is original now. So, and we've got so many now. I mean, it was hard at first. And probably from the time we were in high school to probably about 4 years ago, it was dominated by covers. But now we've done so much writing and so much stuff that... We really have a lot of really, really good tunes.
Yeah, so. And it just takes a little bit of a following for people to finally get to that point where they go, oh, yeah, I know Weeds. Or
exactly. A lot of people know Weeds, and we can thank local radio for that.
Yeah. Honestly. So that's always good because I enjoy a Skynyrd tune as good as the next guy.
Oh, man.
But I also
There's a band called the Dave Thomason Band. Oh, my gosh. They're out of UConn. they can play old rock, and it's ridiculous how good they are. Like, they make us look like kids as far as musicianship and playing goes. They make us look like little girls. But
that's a lot of fun. That's one thing we get enjoyment out of is all, I mean, not just one particular kind, but all different genres of music.
I love
enjoy listening to. Tell me a little bit about Rose again. I got you off track.
Rose, there. I just wrote the song. It's just a kind of a catchy little tune as far as everything goes. And I had a bunch of phrases, and I wanted to write a song about flowers, kind of a hippie type song about flowers. And you know, the whole there's a flower for every type of girl you can meet. You know,
right
in that song. So
right.
That's pretty much it.
So that's your hippie.
So yeah, the rose is the one you're looking for, but there's all these other ones that you could run into.
Cool. That's a good take. You know, one thing we talked about this song earlier, but then we kind of got off. But you know, I think one of you guys' most popular tunes is probably Up and Gone, isn't it?
It's a really good tune.
Yeah.
It's really popular as far as everything goes, and it was something my wife said to me. One day.
Oh, really?
What were we talking? I was talking about going to the store or something, and I'd been talking about, it was one of those deals where you talk about it for 45 minutes and you don't actually do it.
Right.
And I told her, like, for the eighth time that I was, well, I'm going to go to the store. And she finally had had enough of it, and she's like, well, if you're going to go, you need to just get up and gone.
That's hilarious. So, we're going to listen to Up and Gone here off the CD, J.W. Lynn County Road X, and Back Home's the title of that CD. And so we'll listen to that. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Will you tell me that you're leaving? And you tell me you're as good as gone. When I come home from working 12 straight hours, you're always just sitting there alone. Well, it might sound funny, it might seem strange. I'm tired of the same, but thinking it ain't changed. So I'm gonna tell you what I think you should do. 'Cause I ain't gonna waste my time talking on no damn phone line or what it is or where we went wrong. I've done made peace with losing you, and I've got my own plans, it's true. And I ain't gonna spend this night alone. So if you're gonna get going, you best get up and gone. Well, you're always on the phone with your mama, just to blame it everything on me. Said I'm always working, ever loving, spending time, and I'm not the man that you thought that I would be. You say your life would be better if you lost me. Well, who am I to disagree? See, your bags are packed and your mama's on her way. Waste my time talking on no damn phone line but what it is or where we went wrong. I've done made peace with losing you, and I've got my own plans, it's true. And I ain't gonna spend this night alone. So if you're gonna get going, you best get up and gone. Well, it may be something that I regret, but I don't see my future yet. So why don't you just kick rocks down the road? And I ain't gonna waste my time talking on no damn phone line what it is or where we went wrong. I've done made peace with losing you, and I've got my own plans, it's true. And I ain't gonna spend this night alone. So if you're gonna get going, you best get up and gone. So if you're gonna get going, you best get up and gone.
All right, well, listening to Up and Gone with J.W. Lane, you're listening to 92.9 The Legend, Shamrock, Texas, and we are getting into the final segment of our program with J.W. Lane. Really enjoyed visiting with J.W. Lane tonight. And Up and Gone's been one of your popular.
It was the tunes. Successful one. There's the one that everybody really, really likes is Tease. As far as it's the last track on the CD. It's how we end our night every night. So it's a really, really good, really, really good dance tune as far as everything goes. So.
Right.
Got a lot of guitar work on it. Talk about the producer of the CD. Mike McClure from The Great Divide produced the CD. He's the same guy that produced Johnny's CD. So we recorded it in the same studio as he did. So you'll probably hear a lot of similarity between how it's put together.
Right.
It's because it was done in the same studio.
Right.
In Ada, Oklahoma, in the middle of nowhere, up there in the trees of the mountains.
How long did you guys?
We recorded ours in 4 days. We recorded we tracked all 11 songs in 3 days, and then we had to do one more for overdubbing. As far as like we had John Knutson come in and do the fiddle work and dobro and stuff like that, and he's the same guy that did it on Johnny's too.
Right.
But we had him come in, and that was the extra day. But that CD that you hear, our back home CD, was made in 4 days.
Yeah, that is just
so. That's getting
blistering
it.
Fast. Yeah,
that's flat out doing it. But we didn't have enough money for five, so
it's like we got to do this
exactly. So, I'm kind of like Johnny in the same sense as when right before you go into the studio, when you're under the gun, you can write like half a CD. And I know Johnny came up with some really good songs right before he went into the studio.
Right.
And I did too. Honestly, I wrote Honky Tonk Heartache like a week before we went into the studio. And we've gotten a lot of really, really good response off of that song. Back Home was the same way.
All right.
And so.
We're going to listen to Tease off the CD Back Home, J.W. Lane, County Road X. We'll listen to it off the CD.
Oh, yeah. All right. Play it off the CD. It's better. It's not as good acoustic.
All right, we'll do that, and then we'll be back in a few minutes to wrap this up.
Just past the mile marker, 109, trying my best not to lose my mind. Say what goes up must come down, the wheels on the highway spinning round and round. Gotta find me a station to make my call. Head spinning round like a damn eight ball. Say what matters in life are the little things. Every time I call, all it does is ring. And why you got to be teasing me, girl? Taking my heart and spinning my world side down. From your cold black hair to fire in your eyes, games you play to little white lies. I know this is all we'll ever be. You're such a tease. I remember the last time I saw you, your hair so dark and your eyes so blue. You left me in Tulsa in the early morn, crying and wishing I'd never been born. And why you got to be teasing me, girl, taking my heart and spinning my world upside down. From your cold black hair to the fire in your eyes, games you play to the little white lies. I know this is all we'll ever be. You're such a tease. Well, now maybe it's you, maybe it's me. Why you gotta be such a tease? And why you gotta be teasing me, girl? Taking my heart and spinning my world side down. From your cold black hair to the fire in your eyes, games you play to the little white lies. And I know this is all we'll ever be. You're such a tease.
We're back visiting with J.W. Lane from J.W. Lane County Road X, local guy who is kind of popular on the music.
I don't know if I'm popular.
Your wife? Hey, tell us a little bit about your family before we get out.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've got two ornery stepkids. No, they're good kids. I have my wife's guy. We've almost been married for 4 years, which, if anybody in this county knows me, that is a pretty good feat.
Your wife's guy.
Yes, okay. For somebody. Because
for a minute, I thought you said your wife's guy.
No, my wife's guy.
I thought, well, your wife's guy. No, your wife's guy.
No, okay. Wife's guy. No.
S-K-Y.
anybody in this county knows that somebody can stay with me for that long. It's a pretty big feat as far as putting up with me and everything like that goes. So, really, really good supportive family as far as everything goes. They've always been right there behind me as far as if I got frustrated or something like that, they were always behind me to go, you need to take this as far as you can take it because really got something here. So,
and your dad is pretty much
he's the one that
the road crew.
He's the whole reason that we're doing any of this. When we started out, my dad didn't know anything about as far as sound or music or anything. I mean, he played guitar and sang, but other than that, as far as the business end or getting shows or anything like that, he didn't know anything about it. And we got a PV sound system that had a whole lot more wattage than we were used to, and he figured it out, went through the whole thing and figured it out, and we started playing shows, and he's been with us ever since. That was like 15 years ago when we started that.
Right.
I was still in high school. And our first real-time playing out was at the whatever county Santa Fe, New Mexico was in. We played their county fair. And it was his first big-time running the sound system
cool.
And all that stuff. And we've been doing it ever since. Literally, he's been with us the whole step, every step of the way.
All right.
So,
yeah, he's a great guy. And
really cool.
Hey, somebody wants to figure out where you guys are going to be or when you're going to be playing. Is there?
We hit us up on Facebook. That's the easiest way to do it. We have Facebook. Nick and I are pretty active on Twitter. At County Road X is my deal. Search JW Lane and County Road X on Facebook. Like the band page, and that's the easiest way to figure out where we're playing. We post new stuff every day. So
if you hadn't been to see these guys, you need to catch them. And hopefully if you can't catch them on the road somewhere, we'll get dates on X-Fest. And I know we'll be advertising. We're going to be a part of that with the radio station. We want to be a big part of it.
It'll be sometime around Memorial Day. It won't be on Memorial Day weekend, but it'll be sometime around there. So
we'll be sure and help you guys every bit we can with that. We're going to wrap this up with J.W. Lane, and it has really been a pleasure to visit with him. J.W., we really appreciate you taking time to come into the studio.
Thank you for having
me. And we're going to do some more stuff and maybe have you in here with Tyler Wilhelm or some other guys that
We need to get Tyler in here. They're really, really good.
All right. So well, we're looking forward to more of it, and I know you're going to be a part of it and help us out here at the station. So, anyway, look forward to hearing more. Thanks, J.W., for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. Right. Thanks for having me.
We will talk to you again soon.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.